See, 131 of the examples given, $130,000 is spent on schooling a child, but 15% of the children fail. So you argue the 15% failure is a definition of failure, therefore there's a dollar wastage. But what if the kid has bad parents? What if the kid went to a dodgy school? What if the kid's teacher was away? So many factors involved that it's unfair to put it just on dollars, isn't it?
I think everyone should be as entitled to ask, and certainly we do. It's really important for kids' teacher that they can learn, they have basic reading and writing, or you can't really cope as an adult, to have all those years of schooling and make totally inadequate progress. The question's got to be asked, what more could or should be done, or can't it be done better? Surely it can be done better.
Although then the old argument is that you're asking, who are you asking to do it better? You're asking a government, and governments by their very nature arguably are inept with other people's money, aren't they?
There's definitely a big weakness there. We see that with the irresponsible promises, spending promises, every general election campaign. But government can do better, and we were quite a big supporter of the social investment approach under the previous government, where the focus really was coming on where are the outcomes bad? Let's find out what works and do social trials and experiments until you find out what really makes a difference.